Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Highly contagious.
These are the first cases of the variant in the United States.
Calls for a member of Congress to resign.
We got issues. We have serious issues.
Deadly poultry plant leak.
Workers here ran for their lives.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a coronavirus variant now poses new challenges in the U.S. at a time when vaccine deployment has been bumpy, and it threatens to help send caseloads higher. Right now, they're down 35% from their January peak. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
The need to vaccinate as many Americans as possible is more urgent than ever, as the variant of COVID-19 first identified in South Africa has now been found in the U.S. It was detected in two people from South Carolina, from separate parts of the state.
There is no known travel history, and there is no known connection between the two cases.
With highly contagious variants reported in at least 28 other states, officials should think carefully before relaxing COVID restrictions, warns Dr. Ashish Jha.
By mid to late March, these variants would be quite common and dominant in the United States. We could see huge spikes in cases, large spikes in hospitalizations and deaths.
Novavax says its two-shot vaccine, now in a phase 3 trial, is nearly 90% effective against the variant found in the UK, but significantly less effective against the one from South Africa. Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine appears to work with just one shot, but it may not be as strong as the two-shot vaccines out there now. The company plans to apply for emergency use in the U.S. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS This Morning about where things stand with vaccines.
We have an anticipated 600 million doses that we will have by over the summer, enough to vaccinate all people over 16 here by the end of the summer.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says Democrats are vowing to pass a COVID relief package with or without GOP support.
The White House is continuing to insist that it wants a bipartisan deal, even as Democratic allies in Congress prepare for the possibility that that will not be achievable. And so House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she is readying a bill that could be pushed through solely with Democratic support if this bipartisan approach doesn't pan out.
Efforts to step up security for members of Congress after the Capitol attack have led some Democrats now to target a newly elected Republican. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Now they're trying to expel me from Congress.
At a town hall in Dallas, Georgia, a defiant Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know, it's a witch hunt.
The Georgia congresswoman received a standing ovation as she rejected calls for expulsion after endorsing violence against Democratic leaders on social media.
Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights?
And video also surfaced from 2019 of Greene confronting a survivor of the Parkland school shooting.
You have nothing to say.
Congresswoman Jahana Haynes represents Newtown, Connecticut, the site of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. In a letter, she urged GOP leaders to remove Greene from the House Committee on Education and Labor for claiming that mass shooting was staged.
Now to Gainesville, Georgia, where a liquid nitrogen leak at a poultry plant left 6 people dead, more than a dozen hospitalized. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez tells us employees had warned there was trouble.
We have a nitrogen leak in here. We have some people down inside.
Panic set in at the Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville just after 10 a.m. Thursday. Firefighters arrived to find several people with medical emergencies in and around the facility. 5 employees died at the scene and a 6th at the hospital. At least 130 employees were taken from the plant to a nearby church to be evaluated, where people like Brenda Aguilar frantically searched for missing loved ones.
And we're just praying he's okay, and he's just one of the ones that's injured, and they just haven't gotten his information to let us know he's okay.
Aguilar later learned her uncle, who worked at the plant, had died. CBS News has learned members of the company's leadership knew there was a nitrogen leak on Wednesday, but did not want to close the plant for a day to fix the problem.
Southern California is now being battered by the huge storm system that's invaded the states. CBS TV's Nicole Comstock on the effort to get people to clear out of vulnerable areas.
My one daughter's in San Diego, and she said, Mom, it's too far for us to get you the last minute. Get out.
So that's what Brenda and Eldon are doing, leaving the Cherry Mobile Home Park, which is now under mandatory evacuation orders. Sheriff's deputies went door to door to clear everyone out, just downhill from the San Bernardino Mountains, where rain is soon to melt the snowpack and send a lot of storm water down through two different burn areas.
There are blizzard warnings in the Sierra Nevada. Well, the amazing run-up in GameStop stock took a hit yesterday. It fell back to earth, losing more than 44%. It came after limits were slapped on trading by some retail brokerages and apps like Robinhood, and CEO Vlad Tenev.
We're really in unprecedented times, and in order to protect the firm and protect our customers, we had to limit buying in these stocks.
He was on CNBC. It was a one-day action, but did spark threats of lawsuits. This all began when small pocketed investors used the social media platform Reddit to launch an assault on Wall Street hedge funds and drive GameStop's stock price right through the roof. It used to be said, as GM goes, so goes the nation. The automaker's impact and influence are not what they once were, but General Motors is now committed, it says, to make most of its vehicles electric by the year 2035. Praise for Cicely Tyson has come from everyone from former Presidents Obama and Clinton to Oprah Winfrey. The actor who won awards and shattered stereotypes died yesterday at 96.
Cicely Tyson appeared in dozens of films and television shows. She was part of the iconic miniseries Roots.
You have been a very good boy.
Just 3 days ago, she was on CBS This Morning and talked about her very early years.
I was a very shy child. I was a thinker.
She often portrayed powerful African-American women.
Happy birthday, Miss Jane.
Like Miss Jane Pittman. That was not a coincidence. It was a decision she made.
That I would use my career as my platform.
She won Emmys, received an Oscar nomination, and this week she was asked by Gail King,
when the time comes, what do you want us to remember about you?
I've done my best.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A Michigan man's facing charges in a case where authorities say he used other people's money to buy his own lottery tickets.
Federal prosecutors say Victor Jonai used his experience as a real estate broker to get people to give him money for what he said were lucrative property deals. He's now facing fraud charges because the government says Jonai used the money to buy lottery tickets, a lot of them. They say he was buying as much as $1 million in Michigan lottery tickets every week and cheated investors out of $19 million. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The shirtless guy with the horns on his head at the Capitol attack, the self-styled QAnon shaman, says through his lawyer he'd like to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial. The attorney for Jacob Chansley says it's important for senators to hear from someone who was incited by Mr. Trump. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Matt Cherry and Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.